Tara Maskiewicz, MASZCZAKIEWICZ. I'm the Regional Vice President for Region 6 for OPSU CEFPO.
Kevin Wallingford, WALLINGFORD. I am a fire crew technician with the Ministry of Natural Resources Forestry, and I'm out of the Timmins sector base.
Okay. One for you.
That's how we play this game.
Yeah. Who wants to start? What's the purpose of your, can we call it a demonstration today?
Yeah. The purpose of our demonstration here is we're lobbying for reclassification for our positions in the forest fire. Minister Smith is here to do an announcement at 11 o'clock today. It's an announcement regarding us. However, we're not invited for his announcement, and we're kind of out here somewhat questioning why we're not invited and curious as to what the announcement is, because if it truly is an investment in our field, I feel like being positive, we would be invited. So it is our opinion that it is not going to be reclassification. If it is, we will be overjoyed. However, it's doubtful at this time that it will be towards reclassification. And what reclassification means is to increase our pay to make our positions competitive on the level such as mining, forestry, hydro, because that's where we lose all of our experienced people. The people doing this job right now are just people that are passionate about the job and love doing the job. Otherwise, when it push comes to shove and people are trying to make an honest living, owning a house, a vehicle, raising a family, they can't do it with this job. I myself, I have a longer contract. I work 9 months of the year. I still work a second job in order to make ends meet and provide for my family.
What's the discrepancy, even ballpark, a percentage between what you guys make and what mining, forestry, and hydro make?
We probably make roughly 50% or less. My annual gross before overtime is roughly about $60,000 a year.
Okay. So is that all you're asking from the minister?
We're asking for the reclassification to increase our wages, and we're also asking for increase in benefits towards our health care. We breathe in the smoke nonstop. We inhale those carcinogens, and we do not get regular medical testing. So any cancerous or heart disease that we may incur doing this position from infection, from breathing in the smoke, it goes undetected. And we would like to get better benefits so that we can potentially get regular checkups. So if somebody does become ill from the job, they have a chance of catching it early and hopefully curing it.
All right. Anything else you want to add?
Give me a second.
Yeah. Tara, do you have anything you want to add?
Yeah, I think that this government has been completely and utterly disrespectful to these workers and the amount of work that they do and how they serve Ontarians. As Kevin said, these people are passionate, but they're getting exhausted with constantly being berated for asking for what's fair. And I think that this example right now of them outside while the minister is inside making an announcement about them is absolutely disgusting. Whatever it is, they should be respected enough. There's not 40 people here. There's how many left on the base at this point?
Roughly 9.
So there's 9 workers left on this base in Timmins. That's who's working right now, and some their contracts are ending the end of November. So there's not that many people. We're not talking about a room of 40, 50 people. We're talking about 9 workers that want to know their future, because they don't know, if nothing changes, they don't know who is going to show back up next year to be on a crew. We were down 50 crews this year, so that's 200 folks. Who's going to show up next year? There are a lot of folks that I've talked to in fire, in 649 and other locals that are saying that they're under a lot of pressure to find other jobs. Their families are not particularly happy that they're gone 19 days in a row, 2 days out back, 19 more days. And then they're also not, they don't have gainable employment over the rest of the year. This is a difficult, unsustainable system, and the government needs to do better, and they need to work with these workers. They met with the minister in August, and he made no commitments of anything to them, and that needs to change. He needs to listen to them. He needs to read the letters that these workers sent, wrote by hand and hand delivered to Minister Smith. He needs to read those letters and realize these people are duty exhausted. They want to serve Ontario. They want to protect our communities, and they just can't afford to, and they can't emotionally afford to with their families.
Okay. Kevin, think of anything else you want to say?
So in relation to us being short 50 crews and 200 firefighters, this year alone we've noticed our strategies and tactics have already changed, where we had to allow some fires to go unmonitored and continue to burn while we were focused on protecting other communities' infrastructure. In our sector alone here in Timmins, we had one fire that was 2,000 hectares. We had five crews working it. And during that time, they couldn't actually action the fire because it's just not feasible with 20 personnel. Instead, they're focusing on doing values and protecting people's cottages and properties, as opposed to if we had the extra 200 bodies in the province of Ontario, we wouldn't have to allow fires close to communities to burn. Yeah.
Okay, great. Thank you.
There's another point too, Bob. And Kevin can speak to this, but if the infrastructure is built with the Ring of Fire, who's going to protect that? And that's a bigger piece too. So there is nothing in the proposals that the government's putting forward to say how those infrastructures will be protected. And until Kevin spoke this morning, I hadn't even thought about that as an issue. But they need to have a plan, because if they can't maintain firefighters now to the point where we're letting the boreal forest burn because we don't have enough folks, when they start to build more things, who's going to protect the things?